Good morning, Jaden.
Good morning, Dave.
Now, we haven't talked for a while, I've realised.
No, we haven't. It's been quite a while, but it's great to be back with you for the next couple of weeks in Jace's little leave of absence.
Yeah, little leave of absence is the whole thing. Hey, look, pretty excited. Being a, you know, reform bogan. AC/DC, new music.
Yes, they're back in black. They confirmed on Wednesday night that there was some new music on the way. We sort of knew that something was going on. We saw them over in Vancouver at that recording studio about a year or so ago, so we knew something was happening. And Wednesday night, we got word that there was new music on the way under the name of Power Up. We didn't know whether that was going to be a single or an album, but it's now all but confirmed by the band on their social media that it will be an album, because overnight they've shared a short, almost sort of like a lyric video without the lyrics, just a short promotional video of a single that we can assume to be a single anyway, titled Shot in the Dark. And it's sort of, for anyone who hasn't heard it yet, it sort of sounds a little bit Highway to Hell meets Thunderstruck. It's along those sorts of lines. So yeah, very, very interesting to see the other songs that may form part of that album when it comes out, because we don't actually have a release date as of yet, but it would probably be, I don't know, in the next couple of weeks, I would assume, given how busy they've been promoting it so far.
Yeah, it sounds like that's going to be a classic in the making. Mariah Carey's in the news as well. Is she going to join The Voice or not? What's the go?
Possibly. Delta Goodrum hinted yesterday that she's no longer going to be involved in the show moving forward.
And
well, that's sort of what she hinted on radio yesterday. She didn't exactly say those words that I'm not going to be involved, but it was reported earlier in the week that Mariah Carey was very, very close to signing on the dotted line, apparently to replace Delta because she was demanding too much money. Now, surely Mariah Carey would demand more money than Delta Goodrum. I mean, this is a woman who allegedly once got her staff to wheel her around in a chair because her feet were hurting too much and wanted all white roses in her trailer when she was filming a movie. So I'm not entirely sold on the idea that she's in final talks. Maybe she is, I don't know for sure. But look, you know, if Channel 7 can pull this off, it will become the TV deal of the year. It will be a massive coup if they can get her over the line.
That certainly will be massive. Now, what else is massive is an 80th birthday. Cliff Richard's got one coming up soon, but has he been back in the studio as well?
Yes, well, he's got new music on the way. There's a music project is what it's been described of, sometime between now and the end of the year, we're hearing. But an autobiography is also coming out for him, so he's been very, very busy. The 3rd of November is the release date that's set down for that. It's titled The Dreamer, and as far as I can sort of glean from what's been said about the book so far is that it's because he was a really, really big fan of Elvis when he was younger as a teenager. And I guess in that he sort of wanted to try and emulate his success. And you could say that he probably has done that given that he's been in the industry for 60 years. But yes, he talks about a whole lot of different things in that book, including, of course, finding Christianity and the highs and lows of fame. And he does touch on those false sexual assault allegations that really dogged him for a number of years and put him through the ringer, costing him just millions and millions of dollars. So it sounds like a cracker of a read from a cracker of a musician.
Now, Cliff is not going to retire by the sound of it either. It seems like he's loving what he does and he's going to continue to do it.
Oh, possibly. Yeah, he sounds like he's definitely in it for the long haul, like most of those sort of long-established, I don't really like to use the word veteran, but veteran sort of musicians like Rod Stewart and Paul McCartney and Elton John even.
So true. Look, Jaden, always great to catch up with you. We'll do it at the same time next Friday morning.
Catch you then.